Okay, so, wow, that's a lot of information. And I hope that everybody was listening and maybe even taking some notes. You can also visit, there's a couple other websites out there. And by the way, this is End Another Thing. I'm a little off my game right now, so you'll have to excuse me. I'm looking up right now. There is another website along with the one that Eileen was talking about that you can get all kinds of information. And I'm looking it up right now. But it's, I think if you just Google Equal Rights Amendment, you can find all kinds of information regarding the subject. And let's see, I think it is equalrightsamendment.org. You can go to that and you can, let's see, you can look up why it's needed, what it covers, what the arguments against it are, a lot of the things that Eileen covered, but there's even more. So I just wanted to take this segment to discuss, I've talked about this on some of my shows before, but what I did, you know, I was, I mentioned I did a show with Kemal Lopez, who was the documentary filmmaker who created the movie Equal Means Equal. And I was doing a speech for Rock the Slut Vote back in 2012 on the Capitol at the We Are Woman rally. And I met Kamala, and she approached me and asked me if I thought that women were equal, and I believed that we were. And then she schooled me, and that was the day that I decided I was going to start, you know, looking into the Equal Rights Amendment, seeing what I could do myself to get it ratified. And I somehow I happened upon, you know, Eileen and a bunch of other women who were activists, and they wanted to put a little bit of pressure on some of these congressional, whether it was senators or people from the House of Representatives. And I said that since I write a blog, I had no problem, you know, putting pressure on myself. And it started with, I think the first person, we started in Virginia. So the first one was Tim Kaine, the gentleman who ran for vice president in 2016. And it took a little while for us, you know, Eileen and her friends, activist friends, were visiting Kaine's office in person and talking to his chief of staff. And they had a lot of questions, and you can imagine Eileen was, you know, giving them all kinds of what for, and it wasn't quite enough. They weren't signing on to the resolution to remove the deadline, because that's what we were doing, the three-state strategy. And so I decided that I was going to get in on this by basically threatening them with an article exposing the fact that they weren't supporting equal rights for women in the Constitution. And I do remember I chronicled all of this in my book, American Woman, The Pole Dance, Women in Voting. I kind of do a little diary of my experiences, you know, pressuring our elected officials to do this. So I did speak with Tim Kaine's chief of staff. And I remember he said to me, "Why are you threatening me?" And I said, "I'm not threatening you. I'm just telling you that if, you know, if you guys choose not to sign on to this, I'm going to talk about it in my blog. And I'm giving you an opportunity to provide us with some kind of reasoning as to why you're not signing on, blah, 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 blah." So we stayed on him for a few days. And, you know, Eileen and her friends went in, and eventually Tim Kaine signed on. So we were all very thrilled. And then we moved on to Mark Warner, who was a little bit of a tougher nut. And again, Eileen and her activist friends were visiting and getting nowhere. So I did the same thing, and I called the chief of staff, and I was telling them that I was going to write an article, and they were just blowing us off. And eventually it came down to, I wrote the article and it was damning, and I sent it to them, and I said, if I don't hear anything back from you within a few days, I'm just going to publish it. So they ignored me. So I published it. Well, that got their attention. And I think it was something like, is Democratic Senator from Virginia Mark Warner a sexist and misogynist? And I pretty much went to town, and I likened him, you know, to basically a sexist and a misogynist. I can't remember exactly what I wrote, but he didn't like it. And so it didn't take very long. And then eventually Mark Warner signed on. So I don't like to, especially now, I don't really want to go after Democrats, considering what we're facing. But I'm really getting sick and fucking tired of all these men deciding that we don't need it. And you know, I mean, it's not just men, because one of the current Democratic, I think she's a senator, is Claire McCaskill. And she never signed on. I don't know if she has. So, but at the time when I was, I think this was probably in 2014, I was still kind of doing this a little bit, going after some elected officials, and somebody contacted me and gave me a tip about Claire McCaskill and pointed out that, you know, she definitely wanted support for her run. And when she got in and when she was elected, she hasn't helped in return. And that really pisses me off, because I don't understand her reasoning. I mean, I understand what state is she in, Bob? Do you remember Claire McCaskill's?
Missouri.
So yeah, she's in a red state, and obviously she's going to have a difficult time. But she needs to get the ball rolling on this, and she didn't, and it pissed me off. And I did post a few memes and action alerts for people to contact her, and to my knowledge, she didn't sign on. I don't know if she has yet, so I don't want to bash on her. But that's the thing. I've never liked doing that. I'll do it. But I don't like it, because it makes me feel, it just makes me feel crappy to, you know, kind of pressure, bully somebody like that. But, you know, we've got these Democratic elected officials, and if they're not, supporting the effort to recognize women in the Constitution, what the fuck is this all about? You know, and as Eileen pointed out earlier, this is something that Republicans could do. And it really, you know, I mean, if they could get over their evangelical beliefs that women are second to men, they could be the champion of this and cite it every single time we call them sexist. I almost don't want them to do this, because, you know, for obvious reasons, I don't want that to happen, because they are sexist. But pretty much I'll take whatever I can get. So, you know, I think it's important that I worry that people aren't even going to listen to this podcast, because it's about the Equal Rights Amendment and nobody cares. Nobody understands it. And I write articles about it, and it's like climate change. Write about climate change and nobody wants to fucking read it. Write about equality in the Constitution and nobody cares about it. They think we already have it, or it's just a boring, dull subject. Well, it's not boring and dull when it comes down to your life and your pocket, because one of the things that we did not discuss is the economic impact when it comes to Social Security. Because if a woman is earning less than a man throughout her lifetime, it also means that she's going to be earning less in Social Security payout, if there's even Social Security left by the time you're at the age that you could accept it. So, I don't know. I mean, I get so angry when I think in terms of why this hasn't happened, what we're up against, the bullshit rumors and myths that have surrounded the ERA. We need to figure out a way to introduce this to our kids, to make sure that everybody in the country understands what's at stake and why it's so important. And, you know, I don't know. Are people going to listen to this? I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, that's it for today. I hope that Eileen was able to clear up a few things and answer some questions. And I hope that one day we can figure out how to get this done, because it's extremely important. It's just about protecting everybody from gender discrimination. It's not that hard. I think we could do it. So visit Eileen's site, which I'm going to list in the SEO description. And also you can find more information at equalrightsamendment.org. Alrighty. See you later. Gone.